Welcome to Her, Healthy, Empowered Relationships. Let me tell you a little story, actually two, one about Kelly, one about Elaine. Kelly absolutely got bored with every guy she was with at some point. By the way, she also got bored with every job she was with, every city she lived in. A gathering stone definitely gathered no moss in her case, because she was constantly traveling and rolling and moving. She was traveling as a lifestyle, not as a getaway or a way to explore other cultures. She was completely unsettled. Meanwhile, Elaine went the other direction and tried to force herself to settle down, because it was what she had seen growing up, what she was used to, and what she believed she was meant to do. It's what you were supposed to do. She'd been in a relationship and then a marriage now for 15 years that had grown really boring and repetitive to her. She felt like she wasn't growing. She was stuck, and they had lost their passion. So what do you do when you feel like boredom has become a problem or you're craving change? Well, the truth is we all have some need for variety. In Kelly's case, this was what she was craving to a very high degree. And we also have a need for growth. This is what Elaine found she was missing in her life after being in the same routines with the same person, and also personally in her own life as well as professionally, doing nothing new, nothing to grow, nothing to challenge herself. What both of them needed was some balance. Kelly actually was getting way too much variety in her life, to the point where she needed to figure out where this constant restlessness was coming from. In Elaine's case, she had kind of forced herself into an immovable and immoving state where she just sat still all the time in life. So she wasn't actually engaged in doing enough interesting, exciting, energizing things. And that had translated into her dynamic with her guy, who had at the beginning also been more adventurous and growing and taking on challenges in his career. So just check in and ask yourself for a moment, where are you at right now? You know, for Kelly, we had to do some really deep work on stuff that had happened in her childhood that was unresolved, that for her made her always feel just a little anxious and restless, so that what she had started to do was look outside of herself for things that felt enjoyable, pleasurable in the moment, things just to give her a quick hit of feeling good. She looked for outside happiness because she lacked inner peace and contentment. If that sounds too big and too deep, just remember that this was resulting in her having to pack up the moving vans and go to whole new cities, find whole new jobs, and chase all around the globe for something that she literally just needed to connect with inside herself. Kelly, once we did the work, didn't stop traveling. She just got into a healthier stance with herself. She was able to find a job that felt more purposeful and not make a case for how it was not good enough and didn't get restless and didn't have to go find the next thing. She also finally attracted the man that she went on a third date, a fifth date, a first year, a second year of a deepening relationship. Really, for Kelly, she would get afraid when she hit a certain level of commitment and intimacy, whether it was with friends in a new city that she got to know too well and got to know her, coworkers, a job, anywhere where the challenge became greater or people started to be able to see who she really was. That was when she would cut and run. By healing that, she became more stable emotionally in a deeper way that would let her stay put in a job, in a friendship, and in a relationship. For Elaine, it was lighting up that side of her that wanted to grow again, experience things again, and doing it in a way that was about self-love, not about making a case that the relationship was defective. We helped her recommit to her own growth. And when she did that, it challenged the relationship. It challenged her partner. Not in an ultimatum kind of way, but by demonstrating, hey, I'm growing again. I'm taking on new things again. Are you ready to do the same with me? Or have we outgrown each other? He stepped up too and began to explore things that made him more excited about his own life again. And then as a couple, they had that passion and juicy relationship back that they had wanted to have back. So ask yourself, what is it you need to look at? What deep thing may be getting in the way, making you feel restless and agitated, bored, and always looking outside of yourself? Or what is the thing that has let you slip into almost going unconscious, into a repetition in your life and relationships that have kept you stuck? Where is this sense of boredom really coming from? Once you put your finger on it and do something about the real issue, it will reinvigorate, put passion, life, energy, and stability into your relationship so you can have a healthy, empowered, and exciting relationship. Much love.